The New York Times got a peek inside Amazon over the weekend in a story called Inside Amazon, Wrestling Big Ideas in a Bruising Workplace. 100 former and current employees described to the Times a culture of round-the-clock emails and people crying at their desks, but also a workplace where even lower-level employees can have ideas on how to change how Amazon does business. Todd Bishop is co-founder of the Seattle-based tech news site GeekWire. Todd, thanks for joining us.
Anytime, Ross.
So you guys were out at South Lake Union today to ask Amazon employees what they had to say about this article. What did you hear?
Well, employees have bought into the company's culture. You know, no matter what you say about how Amazon's workplace operates, it's clear that the workforce they have there, for the most part, is on board. One employee called the New York Times story ludicrously comical. Another said that when it says work hard, have fun, working hard is fun for me. So it's certainly in their response. At the same time, they're not fully on board with the way the New York Times portrayed this. They're at the same time reflecting a lot of the characteristics that the Times explained in its story.
What is Jeff Bezos' approach to managing his 180,000 employees? And does this approach differ very much from other hard-charging tech companies?
There are a lot of parallels here to how Microsoft operated in the late 80s and early 90s. Employees work very long hours. You know, they can get simple question marks from Jeff Bezos, and it's cause for alarm. I think that to some extent, employees are ruled by a culture that really is about pleasing the customer at all costs, and that can hurt Amazon's relationships with other constituencies, its employees, its partners, and others in the industry that it needs to get along with if it wants to stay at the center.
Now, Jeff Bezos didn't talk to the New York Times for their story, but he did react to it last night in an email where he said that article does not describe the Amazon I know or the caring Amazonians I work with every day. What does that tell you that he felt compelled to make a public response?
Well, it's very remarkable. Amazon is traditionally extremely reserved. Obviously, many stories are written about the company every day. And the fact that Jeff Bezos felt compelled to send a company-wide memo like that means that this story struck a nerve. I think the bottom line on all of this in terms of the reaction is that the story was, in the view of current and former Amazon employees, potentially skewed, but at the same time grounded in reality to some extent. It seems like they took anecdotes that may have been isolated and used that to portray a broader picture than perhaps was justified.
Is this going to affect Amazon's recruitment of new employees?
It's certainly possible. The New York Times, even with the decline of print publication overall, still has a very far reach. And this story has resonated really across the tech industry and across the employment landscape generally. Tech companies are competing fiercely for talent right now, and any negative story can have an impact. And I think that's one reason why you've seen Amazon react the way it has.
And Jeff Bezos, in his statement on this last night, said these practices described in the story, some of which are pretty hardcore, people who were undergoing a father who was dying of cancer being told they weren't working in at work anymore because they were taking time off. It's kind of hard stuff. But he said that's not the workplace that he knows about, and he encouraged people to write to him directly if people are pursuing those policies. Could both the New York Times story and Jeff Bezos' denial be true?
Potentially. There is a case to be made that there are isolated incidents here that are being that are happening at Amazon, and that, you know, this is just a part of what's going on there. I thought that was really telling in his memo that he openly offered to have employees email him and the HR department on this. I think it was indicative in part of the fact that he doesn't have a complete handle on this company. The company has grown to more than 180,000 employees from about 80,000 3 years ago. You don't get that kind of growth and still have the founder and CEO have the level of insight that he used to have. And I think that comment was very telling along those lines.
Todd, you mentioned that this front page New York Times story may be a little discouraging to people who might be thinking about working at Amazon with the working conditions that are so hard. Any other way that this story could affect the company?
There is potentially some movement that this story could create within Amazon. One of the things that it pointed out is that Amazon's parental leave policy does not include paternity leave. And Jay Carney, the former White House press secretary who currently works for Amazon, was on CBS This Morning today, and he said that is one thing they're looking at. So there could be some good to come out of it, apart from Amazon examining its culture overall. There could be a specific movement by the company in the area of parental leave, which is a big issue in the tech industry these days.
We'll see if there's more fallout from this. Todd Bishop, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Ross.
Todd Bishop, co-founder of the Seattle-based tech news site GeekWire, and they feature a story today, a kind of data-based rebuttal to the New York Times story. It's well worth reading both of them. Well, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos said late last night the company would not tolerate what he called the shockingly callous management practices described in an article in the New York Times. And Bezos urged any employees who knew of stories like those reported to contact him directly. Here with more on the story is John Talton, economics columnist for the Seattle Times. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Ross.
So Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says he doesn't recognize some of the more egregious practices described in the story. And one 18-month Amazon employee wrote a blog post calling the story biased and full of half-truths. Should we take the New York Times account at face value?
Ross, that's a really stupid question, and you can do better. Oh, I'm sorry. That was my Amabot personality. Let me get back to Seattle Times Nice. I think that one always has to be careful as a journalist when talking to only former employees. And it appears the New York Times has taken due care to speak to a wide range of people. Some of this was reported years ago by my former colleague Amy Martinez in the Seattle Times Behind the Smile series. So it's possible that all of this is going on. It's a huge organization. And when you have a very demanding boss at the top of a huge organization, then that can act as an accelerant the farther down the chain it goes.
So the company not only works its employees hard, it practices something called stack ranking. So they cull the number of employees if they don't perform well. Is it sustainable for a company to work employees that way?
Well, the first thing I'll say is this is nothing new. This started out with Jack Welch at General Electric, and it's kind of the commoditization of employees, of human beings, and thinking that you can just treat them as a commodity and setting a set number that you have to cull out every year. And we saw how stack ranking worked so well for Microsoft. So there is a real danger that Amazon could lose out on talent. You know, years ago, Bill Gates was asked, who's your biggest competition? And at the time, he said Bear Stearns, which was one of the greatest investment banks in the world. People were aghast. What does that mean? Why? And Gates said, because I'm competing for the best talent in the world. And the same thing is true for Bezos. And if Amazon is seen as a hostile place compared to other employers in that field, then it could hurt him in going after talent.
Very interesting, because it could be both a place that people find really hard to work at, but they kind of take a perverse pride in the fact that they work at such a hard place and they make it successful.
Yeah, one of the great quotes in that New York Times story was, it was the greatest place I ever hated to work.
Now, if Amazon treats its workers that way, does that have implications for Seattle, their base of operations?
Well, it has implications for all of us in that this is trickling out throughout companies. You have a very wounded labor market where there's a lot of people seeking jobs, and employers can treat them badly. And once upon a time, this created unions in response, and it doesn't seem to do that today. Seattle has a lot riding on Amazon, even though Seattle likes to hate Amazon. So anything that hurts Amazon can potentially hurt Seattle, but Bezos should never confuse algorithms and tough management style with the advantages he got from competing against companies where he didn't have to pay taxes, they did. He didn't have bricks and mortar expenses, they did. They had expectations from Wall Street that he was able to flout. He has a monopsony of the supply chain that Teddy Roosevelt would have gone after him on. But nowadays, we allow those kind of things to happen with Amazon, Walmart. And so how much is that to credit to his success, as opposed to just the hard charging Amazon style.
There is the question of will it make it harder to recruit employees if they read this and take it at face value. But largely, does a front page story like this in the New York Times, the newspaper of record, affect Amazon?
Sure. I don't know what his stock price is doing today, but it is a concern because he's going after the top talent in the world. And if they find it a place that is not welcoming and simply abusive, and that this search for excellence is really used to sandbag people and submarine them, then they may go elsewhere.
Well, it'll be really interesting to see how this story continues. If it continues, will this be a one-off from the New York Times, or will we see it kind of opening the floodgate for more stories like it, critical of Amazon's process? John Talton, economics columnist for the Seattle Times, thank you so much for stopping by.